This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Less than a week after Hurricane Ida ravaged the U.S. Gulf Coast, President Joe Biden was in Louisiana Friday to get an up-close view of the damage and offer assistance from the federal government. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Uprooted trees and blue tarps covering shredded houses could be seen as Air Force One was landing.
I promise we're going to have your back so this gets done.
The president heard from people like Jacqueline Hotard, the president of St. John the Baptist Parish.
Our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance.
The president wants to see the rebuilding hold up when the next big storm hits.
It seems to me we can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain for our constituents if we build back, we build it back in a better way.
Deputies are warning people returning to areas outside New Orleans to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Joe Biden has directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The executive order issued Friday directs the Justice Department and other executive branch agencies to begin the process to declassify certain documents about the run-up to the 9/11 attacks. The order is a significant victory for victims' families in their years-long battle with the government over what information could be made public. Last month, many relatives, survivors, and first responders said they didn't want President Biden to participate in 9/11 memorial events if the documents remain classified. The Biden order requires declassified documents to be released over the next 6 months. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Celebratory gunfire erupted in Kabul Friday as rumors circulated that the Taliban had captured the Panjshir Valley, the last holdout against a Taliban sweep of Afghanistan. Afghanistan's popular Tolo TV carried a message from former Vice President Amrullah Saleh, who said the fighting had been intense and that fighters on both sides had died. Saleh said that he was still in the Panjshir Valley and added that he would stay to defend it. The Panjshir Valley was being defended by Saleh and Ahmad Massoud, the British-educated son of Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was killed in a suicide bombing 2 days before the 9/11 attacks on the United States in 2001. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday a major humanitarian crisis is looming in Afghanistan amid ongoing uncertainty about the situation for vulnerable Afghans seeking shelter across the country's borders. Speaking from Pakistan at a virtual briefing held in Geneva Friday, UNHCR spokesperson Barbar Balak said the reality is the displacement crisis is inside Afghanistan, with more than 600,000 Afghans displaced this year. In an appeal to the world not to turn its attention away or focus from Afghanistan, he warned this cannot become a humanitarian catastrophe.
If you look at the displacement numbers, 80% are women and children. And we know, Afghanistan is a landlocked country. If support, if trade is not going in through there, we could be facing a major, major crisis.
Balak's appeal follows the UNHCR's repeated call on Tuesday for Afghanistan's neighboring states to keep their borders open to those fleeing Afghanistan. Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was expelled from the priesthood for sexual abuse, appeared at an arraignment hearing in Dedham, Massachusetts, on charges he sexually assaulted a 16-year-old boy during a wedding reception nearly 50 years ago. AP correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer reports.
McCarrick's court appearance was short. He did not say anything during the appearance today. The court entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and set bail at $5,000, ordered him to stay away from the victim and have no contact with minors. They set another court appearance for October 28th. McCarrick's attorneys didn't have any comment today besides to say that they're looking forward to addressing the allegations in the courtroom.
That's AP's Alana Durkin-Richer. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.21%, the S&P dropping by 0.03%, but the NASDAQ gaining 0.21%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.